Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
That's the same sound I make when I eat a Nachos Bel Grande.
Oh, yummy. Nice pull.
I shot Katie a picture yesterday, left the radio station, and I had a bag full of Taco Bell in the old passenger seat.
Yeah. Couple Mexican pizzas and some Nachos Bel Grande. Like,
so when did Taco Bell get so freaking expensive, first of all?
Oh, yeah.
So I rolled in yesterday. It was my buddy Alan's birthday, and he's a slut for Taco Bell. So I got him a couple of the Mexican pizzas and a Nachos Bel Grande. And then I was like, you know, while I'm here, I better get me a Nachos Bel Grande and a couple soft tacos. It was lunchtime, you know?
Yeah.
It was like $36.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, come on. Bring me back to 98 when we could roll through in high school and get like 9 tacos for $4.
I know. Well, everything was like 99 cents, right?
They had
like
that $79.99, 59 cent menu.
No more.
Tells you how often I go to fast food, but I was like, I'm sorry, how much was that?
Yeah. No, it's spendy for sure. Like,
but once your lips hit that Nachos Bel Grande, all that kind of disappears,
I know,
doesn't it?
You forget how much you paid for gloriousness.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, it was really good.
That cheese they put on it, I don't even think that stuff's legal, but it is so good.
My only beef is no Dr. Pepper there.
It's Pepsi. Well, you got to get
Baja Blast.
I mean,
that's what it is. Yeah.
That's what you get.
My mouth is all ready for a Dr. Pepper, damn it.
No.
But it was a nice day. I got to spoil my buddy Alan for his birthday. I actually rolled in and I brought him a bottle of whiskey, too. So I got him a bottle of whiskey and a couple Mexican pizzas for his birthday, so. Good guy.
That's a good,
good
friend.
Look at me being a good guy.
That is very
nice
of you.
Even my wife was like, that was so nice of you. I was like, I know. I'm a nice guy.
Closet sweetheart.
Contrary to popular opinion. Good morning, everybody. We're Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Thursday morning. Speaking of food, I do want to get into what happened to Katie, but I do have this story here, too, about the best April Fool's stunts that brands pulled yesterday. Some of these are really good. Raising Cane's said that they were going to be coming out with a chicken sauce flavored cola.
Oh, ew.
Fantastic. Top Ramen said that they have a collab with Butterfinger. So Top Ramen Butterfinger was going to come out.
I'm not hating that, though. You ever put chocolate on ramen and put it in the oven? Yeah. It tastes like a Kit Kat.
Can't say that I have.
It does. It tastes like a Kit Kat.
That might be a cry for help.
That's the biggest Big Mac thing I've ever heard.
No, it tastes like a Kit Kat. You have to try it.
Ramen with chocolate?
On ramen.
How did you figure that out?
Well, I can't remember.
Depression is what that is. They say it was going to be a peanut buttery glaze and real Butterfinger pieces that bring the crispity, crunchy goodness to your favorite ramen. That's pretty darn
There's
funny.
No fooling about that. They're absolutely right.
Like, guess what? This was fake, but you can go home today and make it yourself, Katie.
Going to.
Fool's joke.
The Keebler Hollow Tree toothpaste, the cookie paste, was going to be coming out from the E.L. Fudge brand. Nah, pass. Heinz Matcha Mayo, that was coming out. Baskin-Robbins said that they were going to be releasing ice cream soup. Red Lobster said that they were going to team up with Pop-Tarts to have a Cheddar Bay biscuit-flavored Pop-Tart.
Oh, gross.
That's fantastic. These are really good.
They're ruining food. Like, outside of that chocolate ramen, none of these will work.
Outside of food, there was a wireless provider that they're announcing that they were going to have a new fragrance called Call Own. And it was supposed to make you smell like your cell phone. I do like this one from Dude Wipes. They unveiled a new skincare product called the Butt Mask. It was the first targeted hydrogel patch designed specifically for your third eye. You just pop on the soothing gel disc directly into the target zone to enjoy 15 minutes while you doom scroll on the throne.
No more dark circles.
You know what? Again, that doesn't sound half bad after the Nachos Bel Grande. And then my personal favorite was the Grandma's Purse flavored Hall's cough drops, a nostalgic lavender and lint inspired flavor. It tastes just like the bottom of grandma's purse.
Just a little bit of like perfume
okay, so
on
that's
it.
That's funny.
That is funny because I have purse gum that tastes the same way.
So the brands were on fire yesterday. These were really funny. So you got me going.
That's good
now,
stuff.
Now, Katie came rolling in today after I was talking about how magical the Artemis. Mission is the Artemis 2 mission, and how patriotic and how powerful it was to watch that rocket go up in the air and everything involved behind the scenes and blah, 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 blah. Okay. She goes, well, honestly, I didn't watch it, but I'll tell you the biggest thing that happened to me yesterday.
Yes.
And it
one
involved
of the things.
What?
But yesterday I went home pretty much right after the show. So I got there at 10:30 and I walked in and the first thing I noticed on my counter was my entire half gallon of half and half cream,
Katie,
sitting on the counter.
No.
I left my house at 4:55 yesterday morning. So beep, boop, beep, boop. Quick math tells me that that's 5.5 plus hours that half and half sat on my counter. And I know you don't understand because I splurged for the Lando Lakes. I did because it's a little bit extra for not the, you know, store brand half and half creamer. So I splurged for the Lando Lakes. I was so excited about it. And then yesterday, after using it one time, I just opened that yesterday.
No.
An entire half gallon of half and half creamer.
No.
Gone. But here's the thing. So I just sat and I looked at it for a second. At first I put it immediately. I saw it and I put it in the fridge like it didn't happen. I was like, well, we won't tell anybody about that. But I'm going to make myself sick. Like, I cannot afford to get sick off dairy. Like, that'll do something to me.
You don't
want to
get sick off dairy,
You can't
Katie.
Get sick off dairy. That would be so bad for this whole show. I mean, I'm not even. No, that would
we
be a bad
move. We don't want bubble
move.
Guts on
we
the morning
We don't want bubble
show.
Guts from dairy.
Because we'll have to change the name of the show.
Yeah, JBJ. But here's the thing is I immediately, I smelled it. Because I was like, how bad is this, right? I mean, it's not that hot in here. I smelled my half and half creamer. It doesn't smell like it's rancid. So
I think creamer's probably fine.
It's dairy.
I feel like you're good. Yeah, but it's
isn't
so
it funny
processed.
When you go into like restaurants and stuff and they've got the little containers
but
of the cream
different?
And the half and half on the table that's been there since the 80s.
I know.
You know,
I
for
know.
Your coffee. It's the little bowl and that creamer sits out all day, every day.
Yes. And so that immediately, that's where my mind went. I was like, is this okay? I'm not smelling like spoiled milk, you know, like that's the smell I'm expecting. 5.5
day,
hours
huh?
on my counter. So can I eat that? Because here's the thing too. I went and bought new creamer because I cannot, again, afford to get sick off dairy. So I went and bought
How
some
much
new
was your
creamer. It was like $7.
Do you want me to give you $7?
No, it's fine. I need to learn my lesson. I need to put my creamer back in my refrigerator.
This was your big highlight
you
from
know,
yesterday?
I have a checklist of things that I do before I leave the house, and now I just need to add creamer onto it.
This is your
it.
Big concern
Put
yesterday.
Stuff back into the fridge, Katie.
They strapped four people on the top of a rocket that could blow a crater into Florida if something went wrong.
Yeah, they did their job yesterday.
And they're going up to the moon.
I know.
They're
going to
be in space for 10 days.
I know. I wonder if one of them left their creamer on the counter when they left for the spaceship.
Can you imagine that's all that one of them was thinking about?
I'd be so mad.
Of like, all the times.
Especially if they splurged for the Land of Lakes. That's the real conundrum here. Come on.
Yeah. Tale of two different worlds right there, huh? Yeah.
I do have 2 half-and-half gallons. I'm
gonna,
gallons
I'm
going to
give you $7.
Are you?
So you don't have to worry about this, all right?
Oh. Well, okay. I win, too. Look at me like a rocket
you
ship.
You sure it's $7? Isn't, aren't those they like $5?
No, it was $7.
You're gouging
no.
me here.
Give it up, homie.
Why do I feel like this was like playing in your head as you walked out of Safeway with that jug of Land O'Lakes? Feeling all badass because you splurged for the high-end
yes.
half-and-half? You just like see you... Slow motion.
I do feel
throwing
kinda,
your shades
yeah,
on.
Yeah, bougie when I go that route. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm all about saving money, but every once in a while I'm like, you know
you.
What? That half and half, that looks super good right now.
Give somebody the shooter as you walk out and you wink at them, throw your shades on. Got your half and half. You get to your car and you buckle it into the
yes.
passenger seat.
Yeah.
And you ride off all low.
put sunglasses on the creamer as well. We're just rolling.
Little gold chain around
yeah,
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Down I-25.
Holla at you, Land of Lakes.
I love lakes.
I'm coming for you, coffee. Watch out now. I can't give you too much crap. We were talking about how Katie left a big old expensive bottle of half and half out on her counter, and I was like, it's going to be fine. I think John even wrote in on our text line. He just said, Katie, it's going to be okay.
Is it?
It's going to be okay.
It's not a big deal.
But okay. I will tell you, like, I've done that thing where we've made, like, we've, like, doubled a recipe or something because we want to have leftovers the next day.
Yeah.
A big old crock pot full of chili or something, and you leave it on the counter to cool off before you put it in the fridge. And then I come rolling in, you know, at 4 a.m. downstairs, and it's still sitting.
You forget. Yes.
Yes. That yeah. is a horrible feeling. Or, like, after you go to a restaurant and you make the effort to pack everything up in your little doggy bag, and you take it home, and you leave it in your car.
Yes.
Or there it is sitting on your counter the next morning, and you're like, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I still want to eat that, but gosh, dang, you what did do I it. Do? Yeah.
Oh, you turn into Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Because again, you don't want to get the bubble guts. Like, that's the worst. No. And that'll ruin you for that food for a good minute, too. So that's why it's, you got to be careful.
I haven't been able to eat chili since 04.
Bad beans. Bad
yeah,
beans.
But that's the worst when you walk downstairs and there's a crock pot full of, you know, a whole nother day's meal. And you're like, damn, what a waste.
Yeah, especially when that starts your day.
Yes, like, yes, man. Yes, yes. Just a heads up, today is a Rapids takeover day. Katie, do you have all the details on
sure
how people
do.
Get qualified for that? Why don't you go ahead and do that real quick?
Well, all you have to do is go give us a follow on the socials. So at Jeremy Katie Josh on Instagram, all one word, and Katie spelled K-A-T-Y. You're in it to win it. We're going to pick one lucky listener, one lucky follower to score a 4-pack of tickets to check out your Colorado Rapids or take in on the Houston Dynamo FC on Saturday, April 11th. And you're going to be there. You're also one step closer to the grand prize. Everyone who wins those tickets, you're qualified to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Rapids 30th anniversary. So, yeah, Rapids taking over Mix 100. And I do believe this Saturday we've got another Rapids match we're going to be playing right here on Mix 100. So,
man, look
yeah,
at that.
It's a takeover.
I was reading the fine print on that, too. If you win these tickets, we actually give you a pair of shin guards to wear to the event as well, which is a lot of fun.
Just in case.
So smart.
Yeah, just in case.